Today I'm in Gillingham with Yvette Cooper and local candidate Paul Clark. Yvette, what have you been doing in Gillingham today?
Well, we've been talking to some of the local pensioners, watching their fantastic art projects that they've been putting together, and talking about things like free bus passes that just obviously makes a really big difference to a lot of pensioners, and I just think it's really important that we continue with those. We've also been talking to some of the mums and dads at the school gate, just about things like the child tax credit, which I also think is just really important. You know, the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats have both said that they think the child tax credit should just be for the very lowest income families. And I just don't think that's fair. I think there's a lot of families who, you know, are quite overstretched and could do with that support.
And Paul, what are you hearing on the doorstep locally?
Well, you know, the issues about the economy and jobs are fundamentally important. I was talking outside the school to a young lady whose partner is in the building trade. They're starting to see that turnaround, which is important that we don't put that at risk. And, you know, the issues about Sure Start centres. We've got three more opening in Gillingham and Raynham in the next few months. And, you know, people are worried that those sort of things will be at risk, which makes such a difference to working people. And then down here, where we've been with the older people, concerned about making sure, you know, bus passes are still there and that they will remain, because the freedom and accessibility that it gives to older people in particular just makes a world of difference. And, you know, they are concerned that those things would be under threat from clearly Cameron and indeed from Nick Clegg.
And Paul, what have you got planned for the next 3 weeks, or 2 weeks as it is now, actually?
Well, you know, getting that message out there, working, and, you know, working, obviously delighted that Yvette's been able to join us today to be able to, you know, lend that weight and so on to get the message out there as far and wide as possible. And that's what we have to do. We've always had to do it in Gillingham, and we'll continue to do it, and hopefully seek that fourth term.
And Yvette, yourself, I hear you might be on question time this week.
That's right, yeah. I think that's what actually the whole campaign is all about, is answering people's questions, talking to people, listening to people. This is a word of mouth election. You know, we've not got the Ashcroft money to do the big posters everywhere, but we have got a lot of people who are talking about the issues that really matter most to people right across the country. We've got to keep doing that.
Paul and Yvette, thank you very much.